The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, your number one local real estate news resource. A little later on Seniors Solutions, we'll talk about something important to me, and I'll be joined by Marvin Olasky, who's the author of a profound book called The Tragedy of American Compassion. Stay tuned at 8:30 to find out more. For now, let's jump into local news that matters to you. Butler's Orchard, Germantown, Maryland. If you've never been, I highly recommend a visit to Butler's Orchard. Why? Butler's Orchard has probably, you know, one of the best locations for picking apples and for picking pumpkins. They also have a corn maze and other fun things to do for the kids. Highly recommend it. They have a pumpkin harvest festival until the November 3rd weekend. Make sure to stop by, grab your pumpkins, enjoy a hayride, and take part in festival games and events. Have you seen the new scooters in D.C.? I was at the D.C. United final home season game last weekend. By the way, D.C. United, your hometown soccer team, has made it into the playoffs. They were in last place in early July. They have just been on a tear since Wayne Rooney came in from England. Phenomenal soccer player. Julian Acosta scoring with him. The two of them are just a dynamic duo supported by Paul Areola, Canoes, Bill Hamid in the goal, and many other great players on the squad. So I highly recommend, if you can get out for their upcoming matches, if they make it back here into our area, do so, if not catch them next year. Lyft has rolled out scooters in D.C. You pay a dollar for just starting the scooter, and then you pay 15 cents per minute of use. Transforms your need for getting a taxi. If you just want to hop on a scooter, you don't mind that risk. Try it out. There's other companies out there that offer the same thing. You've heard that BWI has become the D.C. area's busiest airport. Well, I've actually read, contrary to that, I read and heard that Reagan is even busier, has more flights in and out. Now, actually, let me correct that. There are more Uber rides to D.C.'s Reagan Airport, but there are more flights out of BWI. That's right. Historic Kensington Cabin has been reopened. It's been closed for 27 years due to failing infrastructure, but Montgomery County has rehabilitated this 84-year-old cabin. The Kensington Cabin originally opened in 1934 as a community hub, hosting meetings, plays, summer camps, birthday parties, and classes until it closed in 1991. But in 2011, it was designated in the Montgomery County Master Plan for Historic Preservation. $150,000 donation was made from the Cupid Foundation, which is a charity created by Kevin Plank, who's the founder and CEO of Under Armour and also a graduate of St. John's College in Northwest D.C. The cabin is available for public use for meetings, events, and community gatherings. To get more information, go online. Finally, Anthropology has opened on Bethesda Row, taking what used to be the Barnes & Noble bookstore. So if you want to go shopping for Anthropology, go take a peek there. Amazon is getting close to making some major changes. What would happen to prices in a variety of cities if Amazon were to pick that city? Now, there are 20 potential cities. Now, we'll talk just about the D.C. region specifically. The best case for D.C. is we'd only see a 1.8% increase. The worst case would be a 3.5% increase. Now, that's an affordability perception, okay? So really, best case for those of us who own homes is a 3.5% increase. For those of us who have not bought homes, that's the worst case. Follow? There might be an initially high jump in home prices. Dallas, Pittsburgh, and Nashville would likely adapt more quickly than other cities on the list. And this is Real Estate One, That's the name of the company that did the research printed in Forbes magazine. Which city would see the biggest jump in prices if they located there? Well, it would be Indianapolis or Nashville, followed by Austin, Texas at 16% increase, Columbus at 18.5%. Oh, my mistake. Excuse me. Raleigh, North Carolina, 33% increase if Raleigh gets chosen, and worst case, 17% increase. So I think if Amazon identifies Raleigh, probably a good time to go and buy real estate in that area. Not everyone will buy. Many people will come in and rent initially, and they'll need places to live. We'll see. Hopefully the D.C. region will be picked. I think there's a lot of good reasons for it to be picked. A couple of listings I want to chat about. 403 West Rosemary in Falls Church City just went on the market. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath Cape Cod with a full basement, private lot, updated kitchen, big addition off the back that makes all four bedrooms very sizable. All four are big rooms. And the bathrooms are decent. You've got a large walk-up attic, off-street parking for three to four cars, and great schools in that location. $865,000. Take a peek at ericstewartgroup.com. Gaithersburg, Maryland, listed for $565,000. Spacious colonial in Goshen Estates. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, single-family home with cherry cabinets, family room with a fireplace, four-season sunroom. It's an addition with lots of windows and skylights close to the Shady Grove Metro and ICC. Take a peek again at ericstewartgroup.com. That's 20517 Addenbrook Way in Gaithersburg, 20879. One more, 6001 Warm Springs Drive in Durwood, Maryland. Peaceful setting of this property, updated, expanded, Avery Village home, just a six-minute ride to the metro in Rockville. It's on 2 acres, four bedrooms, 3.5 baths, listed for $800,000. Cozy, beautiful home with gleaming hardwood floors, nestled in Lake Needwood Park. Really just a short walk down to the park, down to Lake Needwood itself. That's 6001 Warm Springs Drive in Durwood, Maryland. Another listing over in North Arlington, or South Arlington, excuse me, on Quintana, single-family house. You can find out more about that also at ericstewartgroup.com, as well as all of our other listings. Hey, if you're getting ready to sell your home, please call us now, because this is the time where you're going to get the best advice on how to get ready for the best market, right? It's not a good time for you to put a home on the market unless you have to, in which case you definitely need us, because we'll definitely sell your home for more than anybody. But if you're getting ready for the spring of next year and you're interviewing brokers, have us come in. We'll tell you what we can do. We'll tell you what we would market the house for. We'll give you our strategy. Plus, we'll tell you where you can put a dollar to get $2 back when the time comes to sell. That's the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. Our toll-free number at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. We have agents all around Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, all trained to my specifications. All will do a great job for you. Or schedule an appointment online at ericstewartgroup.com. If you're thinking about getting ready to sell, not quite sure yet, but you'd like to know how to sell for top dollar or how to age in your best place, we're going to repeat the seminars that we had this past weekend in November. You can find out more information about where and when at ericstewartgroop.com. Sign up there now.
There's more for your life.
Cheryl Peaks is calling me. Gotta have it.
We agree.
Have you heard that Sears is closing many, many stores? Why would landlords welcome a Sears exit? Well, in the Wall Street Journal, one of the authors, Esther Fung, basically presented a good argument. And I think that it boils down to this, that the top 50 mall owners in the country were dying to get Sears out of the mall, so they're happy. And the main reason is that they want to replace them with somebody who would really get foot traffic into the mall, a better magnet to bring people to the mall. Sears didn't have the popularity. They were at one time, the place that everybody went to buy everything from appliances to coffee makers to whatnot. And things have changed as a result of online traffic and other stores that have competed with them, like Best Buy and so on. So getting different stores in as anchors people really want to go to will bring more people into the mall, and everybody else who's in the mall will be happy because of it as well. That makes sense.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it.
Have you considered how you would buy a house and sell a house at the same time? but not own two homes or none at all. It's a predicament that many homeowners face because as they're entering in the market and they want to move, let's say, from a three-bedroom, two-bath home into a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, there's a move-up involved. Oftentimes, it's necessary to pull the equity out of a smaller home in order to buy a larger house. Now, one way is to use a guarantee buy program similar to what I have for my sellers. Now, this is not what you hear on the radio from agents where they'll, you know, I'll buy your home at a price acceptable to you thing, which I think is just ridiculous. You want your home sold for an exceptional price, right? So my guarantee is I guarantee that if you list your house with me, I'll guarantee to buy the buyer's house if they buy your home, right? Follow that thinking. If a buyer's coming in, and they have to sell to get the equity out, that condition of the sale, you don't want to take that. It's a domino where you're waiting for the other people to have to sell their property. And if they don't sell it, then your house doesn't settle, right? It's a contingent contract. I remove that contingency by giving the buyer a guarantee that if I haven't sold their home in 90 days, that I'll buy it. They make an offer on your house at a price that's exceptional, then they have the guarantee from me to buy it if I have to. And by the way, I've had to buy one home in 14 years because I sell all the houses that I list in that scenario. I've been grateful to God for that. I continue to do very, very well. So that's a guarantee that actually puts more buyers in your house, which is really what you want, right? If you want a guarantee that someone's going to buy your house if they don't sell it, I hear that. But I'll tell you, I follow back around a lot of times when I see agents who give that kind of promise. I buy your house at a price acceptable to you, and they never sell the house. It expires, and I find out later, well, they wanted to offer me 70%. But if you don't take advantage of that guarantee where I offer a buyer, if there's a contingency that they are having removed, you just simply want to sell your home and you want to buy another, but you don't want to own two houses. How do we do that? Stay right where you are and I'll tell you.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome back. Let's pretend that you have a home that's worth $400,000 and the time has come for you to sell that condo, townhouse, single-family house, and you've decided that you need to buy something that's got four bedrooms, two and a half baths, two-car garage. Could be in Herndon, could be in South Arlington, could be in downtown D.C. or up in Montgomery County. Could be anywhere. The story's the same. You need to get the equity out of the first property in order to buy the second one. How can you best be served in this process? So that you get top dollar for the sale of your property, but you don't pay as much as you have to for the one you're buying. That sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Sounds like something's not quite right. How can you sell your home for the most money and get a deal on the other property? Well, here's how. You ultimately want to be in a position to buy non-contingent, which is why you don't want to own two properties because you don't want to not be able to sleep at night. Put in positive, you want to be able to sleep at night, right? Where you don't want to wake up or have your wife wake up and have her say, what have we done? We bought a house and we still have to sell this one and it's not selling. And every day that clicks by, your life becomes more miserable. It's like owning a stock that keeps going down every morning. You check the stock and it's like, I don't know if I should sell or not. I don't know if I should sell or not. It can just eat away at your mind and your soul. We don't want to be in that place in life. And now there are some who say, hey, I'm not really worried about that because I can afford to. Fine, you're in a different category than the most of the listeners that we have out there. You may be able to buy and then sell and carry the difference, and it's no issue to you. And I think that is the perfect place for any buyer and seller/buyer-seller to be in because you really aren't under any pressure. Now, ideally, you still want to do the best job of managing your money, but you balance that against other things as well. If you have to sell, that's what I want to talk about. If you have to sell to get into another property, you want to put the property on the market at a point where you're going to get it under contract with multiple offers for above list price. That's your goal, right? So preparing now to put your house on the market and putting it on the market when there's the least amount of supply, okay, which is going to be in the middle of February when it's cold and nasty outside. It doesn't look very pretty. And you think, gosh, it doesn't seem like the right time. I should wait till May. It's too late. May is too late. The market is softening in May. The market is hot. Look at inventory, middle of February. It's at the nadir of inventory in January and February every year. And yet, more homes sell for more money in less time at that point in time, starting in the middle of February up to the first week of May, year after year after year after year. I did all the research. I went back decades in time. I've got the statistics to verify what I'm saying is true. You may hear from agents that there are two markets every year, the spring and the fall. That is not true. The fall market is a dud. It is a dud. Look at the market now. Look at the number of listings on the market, which is actually short. There's not that many. We don't have a large supply of listings, and yet listings are sitting because most buyers aren't thinking of buying right now. And many buyers have to sell in order to buy, and if they can't sell their house, they can't buy. So you're left waiting, hoping. Some houses will sell right away, of course, if they're priced correctly, maybe even a little lower than where the market would be just 4 months from now or 4 or 5 months ago. You put your house on the market in the middle of February, it will sell. You walk in confidence if you have a good real estate agent, and I highly recommend that you interview before you hire an agent. Please consider the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster when you go through that process. Give us a chance. Let us tell you what we can do, how our systems work, why we've sold 160 homes this year, why we have been so successful. By God's grace, we are successful. We work hard. We employ many systems to attract buyers, over 350 different websites. When you put your house on the market in the middle of February, you want to disseminate information and drive traffic to your property in droves. You want people to clamor to come in. You don't want to rely on old, outdated methods for marketing your home that really don't sell houses, like open houses. Sure, it facilitates traffic, but 1% of homes sell that way. Most agents really brag about how they use those broker open houses. Big old waste of time, folks. I'm going to have 25 agents from my company come in. I'm going to serve them pastries, maybe a glass of bubbly or something, give away a gift certificate at Nordstrom if they come by, just to get them to come by. Attracting the agents who may be free to come by to look at the property, maybe they'll go back and they'll tell their buyers about it. Folks, how do buyers find real estate these days? Is it because real estate agents call their buyers and say, hey, I found one that'll work for you? Maybe in the quiet listing. For a house that's not on the open market, that will work. Case in point, I've got a home on West Patrick in Alexandria, Virginia. It's listed just under $900,000. That's not on the open market and won't be until February, but we're going to have a broker's open where the only way people can get in is if they come through the broker's open, and that would be the agents to give them a chance to see the house off the market. That's where a broker's open makes sense. Open market, I never, and I say never with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never sold a house. No, zero in my 31 years by having a broker open houses, feeding non-working agents food so they can come by and offering them gift certificates just to attract them to come by in hopes that they might win something. I never sold a house by doing that. It's an outdated method. Back in the 70s, when there were no pictures, the only way to get in was at an open house or a broker's open, different story. Photos are abundant. They tell the story. Floor plans tell the story. Buyers get the information. Buyers drive me and my team. These are the four that I want to see. I was out showing property last weekend to a buyer coming into Boston, a personal referral. And this is exactly what happens. They sent me the 9 properties that they wanted to see. We had fed them everything that was available. They told me which ones they wanted to see. 2 were already under contract. The other 7 we went out and looked at. Who's in control? The buyer is, right? Okay. What am I trying to say about this whole process of buying and selling? If you've got to sell and you want to buy, you might consider buying on a contingency basis in January when there isn't that much inventory, but there certainly are not as many buyers, and put a short-term contingency on that because most sellers at that time of year are going to give you a contingency to sell your property because you're not competing to get into what they have to offer. You might even consider buying in December when nobody's buying. Put in a 60 or 75-day contingency. Even if you're buying contingent at that time, you can negotiate a great price. You're now under contract to buy the home of your dreams. You put your home on the market when you know you're going to sell it. 55% of our listings sold in 10 days or less last year. More this year than that. At 100% of list price. My confidence in our capabilities to make that dream happen for you is supreme. So if the time has come for you to buy and sell and to make this work and to make that process work so that you can compete, get the home that you want, have the benefits of a real guaranteed buy that attracts more buyers to your home, bring your house to the market at the right time, then the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster is one real estate group you should consider. Call us today, 800-900-9104. That's toll-free, 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104. Give us a call there or go to ericstewartgroup.com. You can shoot me an email at eric@ericstewartgroup if you've got a question. And don't forget, our How to Sell Your Home for Top Dollar seminar will be repeated in November. How to Age in Your Best Place seminar will be repeated in November. We had a large crowd at both events in this month, and we've repeated them. We are repeating them coming up in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and in Tyson's Corner next month. So go to ericstewartgroup.com to register today.
I'm always showing you how to do it right. Do it right. Uh-huh. Do it right. Do it right.
Do it right.
Do it right.
Remember, you might have one house to sell over decades of time, and picking the right agent who knows how to do the job best. You don't want an agent who's got lots of buyers. Agents who say, "I've got buyers," they're not going to represent your interest. Folks, they're representing the buyer's interest. You want an agent who represents sellers, who will help you get the most money. Well, that's it for Pointing You Home for this Sunday. I'm Eric Stewart of Long & Foster. Senior Solutions, straight ahead.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.